The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. It's interesting. I've got a big TV monitor here in the studio, and I had one of the cable news outlets on. And during the top of the hour break, they were talking about an explosion of violence over this last weekend and the weekend before in many, many major American cities. Many, not just one or two, explosions of violence just recently. And I have to say it, every single one highlighted are under the control of progressive leftists. That's just a fact. And this is heartbreaking. And I know what I'm about to say is very controversial, and a handful of people in my audience may be angry and upset. I'm sorry, that's not my intention. I never say anything to try to be sensational or inflammatory. That is never, ever my intention. But I've got to ask the question, do these black lives matter? Do these black lives matter? We have seen hundreds of thousands of people across America take to the streets with the mantra, Black Lives Matter. And let me once again, so there is no misunderstanding at all, I concur 100% with the statement, Black Lives Matter. But I disagree almost 100% with the movement and the organization. The Black Lives Matters organization is dangerous, extremely dangerous. They have no desire to unite Americans, tear down racial barriers. They want to set up barriers, separate us, and destroy the American government and the American Foundation for Government. They do. Check them out. Don't believe what I say. Check them out. Go to their page, read what their statements. But here's what I want to get to. Listen to this headline from the Chicago Sun-Times today. Headline, 104 shot, 14 fatally over Father's Day weekend in Chicago. Here's the story. 5 children were among the 14 people killed, including a 3-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl killed in separate shootings in Chicago over the weekend. The story continues. Chicago saw its highest number of gun violence victims in a single weekend this year, with 104 people shot across the city from Friday evening to Monday morning, 14 of them fatally. 5 of those killed were minors. This weekend saw more shooting victims but less fatalities than the last weekend of May, when 85 people were shot, 24 of them fatally. Listen to this. Two boys, 15 and 16, were walking in the alley at 12:18 a.m. when someone fired at them, possibly from a gray sedan, according to Chicago police. The 15-year-old was shot in the leg, chest, and abdomen. He was taken to Stroger Hospital and pronounced dead. The other boy, 16, was hit in the ankle, also taken to Stroger. He's in fair condition. Saturday night, a 13-year-old girl was killed and two other teens were wounded on the west side of Chicago. Two boys, 15 and 16, were sitting on a porch when one of them noticed a red laser pointing at him and heard gunfire. The younger boy was struck in the back. The older boy was struck in the leg. They were taking him out Sinai Hospital in fair condition. Two hours earlier, a three-year-old boy was fatally wounded when someone opened fire at his father while they were driving. The toddler, identified as Mike James, was struck in the back about 6:25 p.m. when someone in a blue Honda pulled behind the black SUV the boy's 27-year-old father was driving and fired several rounds, authorities said. A police source said the father was believed to be the intended target. Two teenage boys were killed just over an hour before in South Chicago. Jacine Francis, 17, and a 16-year-old were in an alley about 5:10 p.m. when a male suspect approached them and fired shots. Francis was shot in the back, chest, and hand, while the 16-year-old was shot in the back and side. Both were taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where they were both pronounced dead. These are young people. 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 14-year-old, 13-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Almost all of them black. Do their lives matter? Where are the protests? Where are the 10, 20, 30,000 people in the streets protesting the violence in their own community? I've said this before. Our culture today has put a value on a person's life. And it's not who they are. It is who they're killed by. Police brutality is something that has to be dealt with. But last year, there were 234 black people killed by police. Not just white police, total police. 234 black people killed last year by police. 234. That's a lot. 90% of them were armed. They had a weapon. Predominantly black, were killed in Chicago just this past weekend. Last year, over 500 people were killed in Chicago alone, primarily black people. Headline: New York City sees staggering shooting numbers. The New York City Police Department has reported a staggering increase in the number of shootings and injuries. An estimated 72 people were wounded in 53 shootings citywide over the weekend. Last year, 14 shooting victims in 12 shootings. This time last year. This year, 72 people wounded in 53 individual shootings, the majority of them black. Do their lives matter? That's my honest question. Do their lives matter? I think they do. Where are the protests about the breakdown of the family in minority communities? the fatherlessness epidemic in the black community. Where are the marches? Where are the protests? Don't these lives matter? Folks, a whole lot of people are being played for political purposes. Now, many honestly are concerned about deaths and brutality. But I believe many more are concerned about political purposes, and the deaths of individuals just happen to fit into their ideology.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. These are tumultuous times in America. I have a poll research study in my stack. Maybe I'll get to it later. 83% of Americans polled say they are more worried about the future of America than at any time in their life. May I just throw this out? You think this is an accident? This far away from a presidential election? And we have already seen that the liberal progressive left will stop at nothing, and I mean nothing, to defeat Donald Trump. Do you honestly think that these violent protests are organic and they just happened? Do you honestly think that there is not an organization behind all of this? Do you honestly believe that the violence is just happening? Do you really believe that? People are being played like a violin. People are being used and abused, and when their purposes are fulfilled, they will be cast aside. I'm going to go to the phones. Alan Westerville has been waiting very patient. I'm going to go there. But I keep saying, support anyone who truly wants to unite us. Expose and condemn anyone, any organization, any movement that is trying to divide us. All right. Let's go to the phones. I've got Al in Westerville. Al, happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. And all the other fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And act like men. That's all I can say. Act like a man.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked with a number of Christians with some of the work I do, and you've hit on, you've basically highlighted a lot, and I'll just concur with what you said. This is what's going on. This mayhem in the country is organized and planned. It's insidious. The Black Lives Matter organization is a communist front organization that's been documented. Go to their website and
True.
Read what they say. Go to the Daily Worker. I always enjoy going to the Daily Worker because I laugh at what they put out. It's constant. This is organized. This is planned. There are so many people that are being hurt and injured from New York, Chicago. It's disgusting. Good friend of mine. Mine is an emergency room doctor in Chicago. He's a black man, and It pains him. It truly pains him, Bob.
I know.
And
I know.
I listen to NBC, ABC, CNN, MLUSE, and my good friend Joey in the morning. I don't know what's happened to him, but all of what you've said about this being orchestrated, this is planned. This has been planned out for a long time.
Yeah.
Back in the late 50s, a retired FBI agent penned a memo to Congress called "The Naked Communist," and they identified. And you can find it. In fact, I'll even email you a copy of this, Bob, in case you don't have one. But they identified the plan to go and take over our country. Pornography, breakdown of the family, strife, riots, strikes. The list goes on and on. If you go back to Joseph Stalin, Stalin said back in the 1930s, give me three generations and I will take over a country. And that's what's happening now. And the one thing I've talked with Christians, and this is, you need to go and tell your pastor friends out there, they need to step up. They need to up their game, because there are so many Christians I've talked to that are basically discouraged, and they're tuning out, Bob. They're tuning out, and they don't care. And when people don't care, that's when bad change happens. It happened in Germany back in the 30s. It's happening down in Colombia. It's happened around the world, and it's coming to the United States. And I don't know. I honestly don't know if we're going to be able to turn it around.
Well,
you know, Donald Trump is a basic New York ape. I've said that constantly. He acts like just about all the businessmen who are in the construction business. I grew up in the construction business in New York. My father and others in the construction business acted like Donald Trump. They would beat their chests, carry on. But at the end of the day, they'd turn over, they'd give you the shirt off their back if they thought you really, truly needed help and you wanted to change.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
All right, Al. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And I encourage people to check out the Black Lives Matter, their own website. Check out their own website, but go deep into it, not just a peripheral surface. Go deep into it. You'll find that they are Marxists, communists. They do desire to overthrow America and everything we stand for, and to destroy the nuclear family. They say that. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.